Books on Tape presents Dare to Die by Carolyn Hart, read by Kate Redding. Chapter 1. Iris Tilford held tight to the exercycle hand grips, pumped the pedals. She was the last one working out tonight in the mission gym. A cool April breeze eddied through open windows in the ramshackle building. Red, green, and purple flashed in her eyes from the pulsating neon sign above the bar across the street. She tried to block out thrumming guitars and a nasal twang, singing of love gone wrong. Iris didn't like country music, but she'd closed down a lot of bars. Her throat felt suddenly parched. A beer. No, never. One day at a time. That's what she had to hold to. One day at a time. She pushed away memories of stuporous nights and drug-induced fantasies. One day at a time. She pumped harder. That's what Kirk told her. When the demons come, push and pound and sweat. You've got 73 days. Keep it up. One day at a time. The gym in its former life had been Murray's Garage, with an oil-stained floor, thin wooden walls, and a tin roof. Now the building housed partitioned sleeping areas for men and women, a kitchen and dining area, and a ragtag collection of exercise equipment. Iris wished the mission wasn't across from the bar and the neon flashes that pulled at her, but space was cheap in this seedy Savannah neighborhood, where bar signs flickered and music wailed or thumped all through the night. Good going, Iris. Kirk's voice was surprisingly soft for such a big man. Brought you some Gatorade. Kirk's face had the texture of beaten...